And welcome back to Eco Talk. We now continue my conversation with Al Gore.
One of the things I loved about the movie is when you showed how you went to Congress and you gave your presentation after learning about the potential of global warming from your college professor, who was very prescient in looking into the future if we continue to burn fossil fuels. And you said, well, you thought that would change everything. And it didn't. And the fact that it didn't really, and you touched on why this is, something about when we're confronted with information that would really require us to change our thought process, and if it causes too much cognitive dissonance, there's a moral imperative to do something about it. And that perhaps is what's at work, because there is a lot of denial going on. You talk about, you know, the move from denial to despair. It's kind of like you're engaged. When's the wedding? You know, you made a movie. When are you running for president? There's nothing in between there. And how can we really open up that space between denial and despair? And people ask me all the time, well, can we even stop it?
We can stop the worst of it. There's already warming, and the consequences are already taking place. More will come because the oceans have stored up a lot of heat from the man-made global warming over the last century. More coal-powered plants are being built right now. But we can stop the worst of it. And the worst of it is unthinkable and must be stopped.
Does it feel sometimes to you like we're fiddling while home is burning? I mean, so many things that top the news every day. Survivor and reality TV so popular, and the Aruba murder. You know, America tends to obsess about things that don't really impact them. And yet we're really good at denying our own survival in reality.
It's almost as if Russell Crowe throwing a telephone at a hotel concierge is roughly equivalent to the fate of the planet.
Or Tom and Katie's baby. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of scary, because I just heard a study yesterday. Research shows that most people, if they had a serious disease that was not curable, would rather not know about it. And I thought, maybe that's why we're having such a difficult time getting this message, the environmental messages and global warming in particular, across. But what's beautiful about your movie is, and I saw it with a group of, I think it was just people from the general public. Everybody in that room was on their feet. And I hope that's going to happen everywhere you go. I only wish you could be at all the screenings so you could have that wonderful Q&A, because people leave wanting to do something. And that's what I need to ask you about. The only criticism I've seen of this movie is it doesn't go far enough in telling you what to do.
In the last part of the movie, before getting to the individual action, I lay out a plan to reduce emissions in the U.S. to below 1970 levels, for starters, sector by sector. A movie that focused on every detail of that plan would not draw an audience, but perhaps in the future, as more people become aware of exactly what's at risk here, there'll be more of an appetite to go into more depth. For those who want to, now, we also put up on the screen for 8 minutes the website climatecrisis.net, where you can find everything you could possibly want to know about how you personally can be a part of the solution, how you personally can become carbon neutral and not add anything to the problem, but become a meaningful part of the solution. And a lot of the solutions that we're going to be moving toward quickly are presently outside the boundaries of what are politically imaginable. But we just have to expand those boundaries, and that's what the movie and the book by Rodale is aiming at, to give a clear presentation of the reality of what we're facing.
And I'm not one for sequels, but if ever there was a case to do a follow-up, because you can't do everything in one movie. And everybody's a critic, too. Don't you like that? How, oh, well, they didn't do enough on what you can do about it. You know, hey, you got to start somewhere. And you gave us a story that is so compelling, and that's a really important place to start.
And if everybody does the movie recommends, then we'll solve the crisis. But in order to get the policy changes, we're going to have to change people's minds. And I appreciate you working on that every day. Big fan of your work, and keep it up.
Will do. And you too. Thanks, Al Gore.